Compassion for the younger you. Find a comfortable position and close your eyes or stare at a spot. Then just take a few slow, deep breaths and notice them with openness and curiosity. You are about to do an exercise in imagination. Some people imagine vivid, colourful pictures, much like those on a television screen. Others imagine with vague, fuzzy, unclear pictures, whilst others imagine without using pictures at all, relying more on words and ideas. However you imagine is just fine. Now, imagine yourself getting into a time machine. Once inside that machine, you travel back in time to visit yourself as a young child. Visit this child at some point in their life when they're in a lot of pain, immediately after some distressing childhood event. Now, step out of the time machine and make contact with the younger you. Take a good look at this young child and get a sense of what they are going through. Are they crying? Are they angry or frightened? Are they feeling guilty or ashamed? What is your young child feeling right now? And what does this child really need? Love? Kindness? Understanding? Forgiveness? Nurturing? Or acceptance? In a kind, calm and gentle voice, tell this younger you that you know what just happened, that you know what they've been through, that you know how much they are hurting right now. Tell this child that they don't need anyone else to validate that experience because you know. Tell this child that they survived the experience and is now just a painful memory, an old, painful memory that's in the past. It's not happening right here, right now. Tell this child that you are here, that you know how much it hurts, and you want to help in any way that you can. Ask this child if there's anything they need or want from you. And whatever they ask, give it to them. If this child asks you to take them somewhere special to you both, or special to them, go ahead and do it. Offer a hug. Offer a kiss. Offer words of kindness. Or a gift of some sort. This is an exercise in imagination, so you can give anything they want. If this younger you doesn't know what they want, or doesn't trust you, then let them know that's fine. That you are here for support and will always be there to do whatever you can to help, any time of the night or day, whatever they're going through. Tell this child that you are here, that you care, and that you are going to help them recover from this pain and go on to live a full, rich and valued life. The life they would have had if this terrible or terrible things hadn't happened to them. They can have the freedom to live the life they deserve and have always deserved. Continue to radiate kindness and caring towards this younger you in any way you can think of, do words, gestures or deeds. And once you have a sense that this younger you has accepted your caring and kindness, let them be and bring awareness to your breathing again. This exercise is courtesy of Russ Harris, as documented in the Reality Slap book. Copyright belongs with Russ Harris.